Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
From Spiritual Union and Communion by Arthur W. Pink, 1886 through 1952, about the glory union. This present life with its continual mixture of good and evil, joy and sorrow, with its constant fluctuations and disappointments, naturally prompts a reflecting mind to the belief and hope of a future life that will be more perfect and permanent. Yet that is as far as the unaided intellect can project us. A divine revelation is indispensable if we are to learn how heaven is to be reached and of what its blessedness consists. By the fall of the first Adam, paradise was lost, and only through the last Adam can sinners be restored unto God, and only by the supernatural operations of the Spirit can the hearts of depraved men be fitted for and their steps be directed along the sole way which conducts to the mansions in the Father's house. Vain is human reasoning, worthless the efforts of imagination when it comes to obtaining a knowledge of that antitypal Canaan which flows with spiritual milk and honey. How thankful then should we be for the word of prophecy and the light it supplies while we are in this dark world. That blessed light has been enjoyed by God's elect from earliest times. As for me, said the psalmist, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Psalm 17, verse 15. Here was the blessed sequel to Jehovah's response to Moses, show me thy glory, had been his request. Thou cannot see my face in this life, for no man shall see me and live, was the divine response. Exodus 33, verses 18 through 20. But what is necessarily denied the saints now shall be granted them in the future. While in this world, indwelling sin raises an insuperable barrier, incapacitating the soul to discern more than a few broken rays of divine splendor. But when we awake on the resurrection morn and sin and the grave are left behind, then will the soul be fitted for the beatific vision. For the pure in heart shall see God, Matthew 5, verse 8. See him then as they cannot now.